My name is Asia Ames and I'm 10 years old. My daddy and my two brothers collected these from our field.
They collected them from the field. Do they know where they came from? I mean, what Indians they had them and all that?
Mm-mm.
Turn around, let me get a shot of it. Thank you. Do you have any questions about those arrowheads? What's that?
An iron.
Where'd you get that?
From my papa.
Does he know how old that is? Where did your papa get that iron? You don't know where he got it?
He just came home and brought it. Mama had been want one, so he bought her one.
His wife Megan.
I don't know nothing about this.
Where did you get it?
From my grandma made it.
Your grandmother made the broom?
No, my mama's grandma. My mama's grandma.
Well, then your great grandmother's room. Say it that way.
My great grandmother's room.
And she made it for you. Does she use it?
It will tear up if you use it.
Is that right?
Her grandma used it, didn't she, engineer?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about it except for what I just told you.
Well, show them. Tell them.
My mama's grandpa used to have gum in this, and he'd give them some every time he used to come.
What do you have in there now?
Keys, old keys.
Do you know where they came from?
I don't know if these did, but them down there did.
Where are those keys from?
A store of my mama's granddaddy.
You have to speak up.
A store of my mama's granddaddy's.
Where was the store?
I don't know.
You don't know where it was?
It was it's out on State Road 6, a little, I would say, east of Crossroads area. I know where it was. Close to the one that I was cemetery down.
Is that in the Westlake area?
You would have to go, I'd say, north from Crossroads to get to the Westlake area.
All right.
Close to the Club 600 right now.
All right.
Across the road.
All right. Okay. Tell them about
this soap. This one was made not too long ago.
This what?
Soap. And this one was made 35 years ago.
What kind of soap is it, Engineer?
Lye soap.
Lye soap. Did they buy it in the store? Do you know what they mixed together to make it?
Coal. And,
what's that stuff you cook out of the hog and get the grease? What's left?
Lard.
What's left when you take the lard away? Cracklings?
Aunt Grace has some of them, some of the coal that they used to use.
Coal.
This is a certificate that M.A. Tire has contributed to the building fund of the Florida Stephen Foster Memorial and is entitled to have his name inscripted in the Book of Contributors. Florida Stephen Foster Memorial Incorporated, the contributor was acknowledged this the 25th day of February 1939. The recipe book that was edited in 1975, but it's got old-timey recipes in it, and I especially like the last one, moonshine.
Has it got a recipe for moonshine in it? Is that a recipe book from this area?
Aunt Grace's. I don't know. She said she got it from a museum in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now read some of those things that you brought in for us. Try not to rattle the paper too much. Okay.
Some superstitions. The first person that came to your house and was a woman on New Year's Day would have been bad luck. If a man come, it would have been good luck. Medical remedies: sassafras tea for measles and fever, hog hoofed a tonic. They use it for anything almost. Earache, warm honey. Swamik tea, kidney medicine. Kerosene cuts. Games, pop the whip, line of people turn around fast until one or more falls off. Spin the bottle, drop the handkerchief, and London Bridge.
Let me ask you a question about those remedies. Do you know how any of those were made? For instance, tell me this. Do you know how, if you said kerosene was used for cuts, they just put kerosene on the cuts?
Thank.
What about sassafras tea? Do you know how that was made?
Aunt Grace called me up that morning. I had to go to school.
I know how sassafras tea was made. You boiled.
Wait a minute. We'll come to you in a minute. Huh? You hang on to it. I want you to share that with us. Okay.
They do dances when houses or barns were built and homes. People came from all over. Music, beat the straws. Straws from brooms were used to beat on fiddle, as fiddler played with bow also. Ring the dinner bell. Games, jump the board. No work on Saturdays. Medical remedies. Crink, ring of moss around your neck. Wood window. Gate, no hinges. Batten, vertically log was expanded lower than gate and sharpened to fit into rock to swing.
Where did you get all those?
These I got from...
Speaking of the microphone.
From my Aunt Grace and my papa.
Tell us who your Aunt Grace is. I know, tell us.
My papa's sister.
Uh-huh. And what's her name?
What's Grace name? Scaff.
Right. And your papa's full name is?
Jesse Tyre.
Is it?
Charlotte Deeds, and I'm 9 years old.
Do it again, Charlotte.
My name is Charlotte Deeds, and I'm 9 years old.
Go ahead.
This is a sharpener. It's for razors, and I got it from my grandmother, and she said it was her father's old one.
That was used for razors, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What were the razors used for?
Shaving their face.
Right. Good.
And then I got an old iron.
What is that? A number of what? Number 10?
I don't know. I can't see it. I can't see it.
No, it doesn't say. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about that. Cool.
And it was used for ironing clothes, and the way they used it was they put a stone by a fire in a fire, and they would get it hot, and then they'd start ironing their clothes with it.
Whose iron was that, Charlie?
My great-grandmother's.
Have you talked to her about that?
She's dead.
Oh, okay. It was her iron. I hope if you all haven't picked up one of those irons that you do, see how heavy it is, and imagine using it. The iron.
This was for me making shoes. This is number 2. And there's a date on it that said it was in
1884. Made in 1884. Can you tell me how that was used to make shoes? How do you imagine it was used? Is that heavy? It is, isn't it? See, you put a shoe on there and form it around there, and you put your heel, you put your sole on there, and then you fasten the sole onto the leather, right? And if you want to use a smaller shoe, that's what this one's for. Right?
And these are some china that my grandmother gave to me. She said that she had got it from her mother's mother.
You call that china?
Silverware. And she said she got it from her mother's mother. Uh-huh. And she's passed away too. Okay. And then this is my mama's bread bowl. And she didn't tell me where she got this from. I think she got it from her mother. But she sticks flowers and everything in it. She don't put no bread in it.
Let's see.
My name is Jennifer Lee and I...
Wait.
My name is Jennifer Lee and my age is 10.
Okay. Now what do you have to show us?
Slingshot.
Hold it up and show it to me. What's it made of?
Wood, an inner tube, and rubber bands, and part of a billfold.
And who made that?
My daddy.
How did he learn how to do that?
His daddy.
His daddy taught him. Hold it up so I can take a picture of it. Thank you. Now you have some other things for us?
I got an old-fashioned wristband.
Okay, good. Okay, go ahead, speak. Stand up a little bit closer and speak so Miss Mathis can hear you. Speak right at her.
I got an old-fashioned medical remedy, and the name of it is Taylor. Taylor is an old-fashioned medical recipe used for colds. In it, you use the fat of beef, which comes from cows. You melt it in a pan, which old people call a spider, and pour it in a jar to dry out. This makes a salve. Then you rub on the chest of a person with a cold. Sometimes it is mixed with Vicks vapor rub and then rubbed on the chest. This recipe was given to me by Mrs. C. H. Lee.
Where does she live? She from Jennings? Say yes.
Yes.
What else do you have for us?
And I got something on a slingshot too. Slingshot. A slingshot is a different kind of device. It is made of a fork-shaped piece of wood, usually from the branch of a tree, with a rubber band attached to the two ends of the fork. A stone or other hard object is held in the center of the rubber band and pulled back. When the band is let go, the stone flies forward. Strong slingshots have been used in hunting small game.
My name is Aaron Murphy. I'm 9 years old. I got some proverbs. A penny saved is a penny earned. A stitch in time saves nine. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. You can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Laughter is the best medicine. Don't cry over spilt milk. I got some superstitions.
Wait, where did you learn those?
From my mom and Aunt Cheryl.
Do you know where they heard them?
From their mama.
Is that right?
I got some superstitions. It's bad luck to walk around the house with only one shoe on. Walking under ladder is bad luck. Black cat passing your path is bad luck. Breaking a mirror is 7 years bad luck. Washing clothes on New Year's Day is bad luck.
Where did you hear those?
From Miss Denton and Mama.
Do you know where they heard them?
Got some medical remedies. Aloe for burns, witch hazel for first aid and cosmetic use, hot salty water to soak sores and cuts.
What was the last one?
Hot salty water to soak sores and cuts.
Where did you learn those?
From Mama and Gran.
Do you know where they heard?
Aaron, what was the last one? I can't hear you.
Hot salty water to soak sores and cuts.
Hot salty water to do what?
To soak sores and cuts.
Sores and cuts.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Erica Holbrook, and I'm 9 years old.
Okay, go ahead.
I got some superstitions. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. A bird in the hand is worth two birds in a bush. People used to take garlic with them to take the to get the evil spirits away. Some hung it on their porch. If a weeping willow got long enough to put a shade over your coffin, you would die. If a lady went fishing and couldn't catch any fish, she would kiss the hook and name it after her boyfriend, and she would catch some fish. Plant when the moon is growing and have a good harvest. Dig holes on a new moon, or you won't have enough dirt to fill the hole up.
Where did you learn that?
Some of them from my daddy, and some of them from my mom, and some of them from my aunt.
You know where they heard them?
Daddy heard his from his daddy.
Which ones did your daddy tell you?
Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. A bird in the bushes with two birds in a hand. People used to take garlic with them in.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. Go again.
My name is Patrick Murphy, and I'm 9 years old. Some of the proverbs I have is spare the rod and spoil the child. A good name is better than riches. A soft answer turns away wrath. A stitch in time saves nine. And waste not, won't not. Superstitions, a black cat crossing your path of bad luck. Breaking a mirror is 7 years bad luck. Walking under ladders bad luck. Don't start a job on Friday. Washing clothes on New Year's Day is bad luck. Finding a penny on heads is good luck. Finding a penny on tails is bad luck. Tongue twist. Peter Popper picked a pickle. Pickle peppers. How many pickle peppers did Peter Popper pick? And a lullaby that mama, that great grandma, great-great-grandma sang to the babies was buy a baby, and then buy a baby, and then it goes on and on. It was sung to the tune of In the Sweet By and By, the church song. In medicine, old people use spirits of turpentine for first aid, witch hazel for first aid, and cosmetic use.
Where did you learn all those, Patrick?
From my mama, and my mama learned it from Aunt Great Great Grandma Edie.
What's your mother's name?
Angie Murphy.
Where does she live?
In the country.
Around here, around Jennings?
No, out there.
You are 7 miles south of Jennings.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks.
My name is Robbie Klepper, and I'm 10 years old, and...
That's it. Just tell us how to make sense best for you.
And, well, first, you find a sassafras tree, and you dig it up. Well, you don't have to dig it up. Well, just cut off some of the roots, and then you put the roots into boiling water and let them sit for around... an hour and a half, and after you have that, you let it cool, and you put it into a kettle or something to pour it out of, and you can use the roots again over and over again to make some more.
Why do you make sense for us too? Is it good for something?
For something. Yeah, it's for measles and fever.
Okay.
Tweet, 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 t Sophisticated lady,
sophisticated lady.
Fella, and I say thank you, Jesus, tonight. Okay, which one?
Swing it.
Down in the meadow where the green grass grows. Down in the valley where the green grass grows. Here sits Lisa, as sweet as a rose.
I can sing.
Don't stop singing this time. Go through it.
In the valley where the green grass grows. Here sits the greener, as sweet as a rose. Along comes Ken and kisses her on the cheek. How many kisses does she get in a week? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
She got 17 kisses in one week. Okay, in the barnyard. Do I turn it or do
let
I
me turn it?
Another group.
Whoa.
Me. Me.
Can I do it?
Let me turn.
You
want to
go that way?
I
want to
jump.
Go the other way? Oh, whoop. Wait, no, she wants to go the other way. What do you got? In the barnyard?
Down in the barnyard, picking up chips. Down from the moon trout, shaking its hips. I get lonesome every day, cause my baby won't stay away.
Okay, teddy bear.
Oh, Meg, I'm on a teddy bear.
Okay, Sabrina, get in there. Which way do we do?
Can I turn?
Swing it or do we turn?
She can't
turn. Teddy bear, turn around. Teddy bear, touch the ground. Teddy bear, tie your shoe. Teddy bear, how do you do?
Ready? Okay, 1, 2, button the shoe.
I'll jump.
We'll let all of you jump on one button that wants to, but one at a time. Line up if you want to do it. All right, Shannon's first. Line up behind Shannon. Now when you miss, move on.
1, 2,
I can't keep up with you.
My turn.
Y'all do fast. 1, 2, button my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, do it again. 2, 3,
hot peas.
3, 4.
Okay. When they get to it, now we're gonna give them hot peas. You want me to turn it that way? Like that? No. Let's do it the other way. Do it backwards. Ready?
1.
You're gonna have to wait till I get it down there to jump up.
1, 2.
ATLP, H stand for high.
1, 2, but my shoe.
L stand for one leg. And P stand for
1, 2, but my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, do it again.
Who's next?
I want to jump.
I'm going to get you hot peas now when we get started, okay?
I'm going after the last one. I'm giving somebody
to 1, 2, button my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, do it again. 1, 2, button my shoe. 3, 4.
I should keep on going.
Girl, if you'll get in line, quit arguing about who's going to be next and just sing out for us. Everybody can be next.
2, buck my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. Okay. 1, 2, buck my shoe. I did
that. 1, 2, buck my shoe. Uh-oh, Stacey. 1, 2. You're pulling it, Aaron. Come back, Stacey. You're pulling it. Don't pull it.
1, 2,
buck
my shoe.
Go ahead. Sherry, take that rope.
Can we try
that
twice?
Turn me better with me. Get back over here, Angela.
1, 2, buck my shoe.
All right, y'all just play some little jump rope.
I'm next.
Yes. Cinderella dressed in yellow.
Let me do teddy bear.
Teddy bear, turn around. Teddy bear, touch the ground.
Who's doing what you want?
Cinderella dressed in yellow went upstairs to kiss her fella. Made a mistake and kissed a snake. How many doctors did it take? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, what you want to do? Okay, teddy bear.
I can show that one.
Well, you said it don't matter. Let's just try teddy bear.
I'll emphasize teddy bear.
Okay, let's do
Cinderella.
Okay.
Cinderella dressed in yellow went upstairs.
You get too far over. Who's next? Y'all two gonna do it at the same time?
Girls that brought the jump rope. Take it back to Miss Carter for me. Now, the rest of you girls inside.